moment, I'm Lori Walsh. More than a dozen intrepid volunteers lace up their running shoes and hit the dusty roads of South Dakota for the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics. Todd Bradwish is vice president of the Law Enforcement Torch Run. He joins me now in the studios at the University of Sioux Falls for more. Welcome, Brad. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
All right. So give me some background for how long this Torch Run has been going and what the purpose is of it overall.
You bet. Actually, the Law Enforcement Torch Run is actually, it's a movement. It's the largest grassroots fundraisers help support Special Olympics actually worldwide. Law Enforcement Torch Run actually started in 1983 in Wichita, Kansas, when a chief police down there just wanted to help raise awareness for Special Olympics. And it just started off as five officers lighting a torch and carrying the torch, you know, just to raise awareness. And it actually started here in South Dakota in 1988. So it's been going on. This is something that we do every year. We're very excited. Like I said, we actually are kicking it off this next Monday here, starting in Sioux Falls.
Monday's Law Enforcement Week starts, and then are there opening ceremonies like the Olympics? Is that coming up for Special Olympics, or is it why next week?
Yeah, well, what we do is it always runs in conjunction with our state summer games for Special Olympics South Dakota, which is actually going to be held out at Black Hills State University in Spearfish. Mm-hmm. So we always we start our torch run on the opposite side of the state. So we'll be kicking off here this next Monday, 8 o'clock at the Sioux Falls Police Department. We light the torch there, and then for 4 days we travel the torch across the state, running through all different communities. I think we're hitting 35 different communities this year. And then very tiresomely coming into Spearfish for the opening ceremony so that we can light the cauldron to kick off the state summer games.
All right. You got to get there by when?
7 o'clock on Thursday. So rain or shine, we will be traveling.
All right. So how many? There's a core group of runners, and then you pick up runners who maybe can't take the whole journey but can run, you know, around their communities a little bit.
We'll actually have 14 law enforcement officers, and then probably one of the neatest things is we actually have two Special Olympic athletes that are going to also run with us. And we actually split our group in Sioux Falls here into two core groups, and then we meet up again on Tuesday night in Pier. So we cover quite a bit of ground, but you really get to know those officers, and especially those Special Olympic athletes, as we're traveling across the state. But we do pick up different officers in the different communities and also other Special Olympic athletes as we run through each city.
Officers, athletes, communities look forward to this every year. How big of a deal is it for the officers to take the journey? What do they sort of, I know they're doing it to, you know, to give back, but what do they sort of receive as well?
A lot of officers, like say, when they take the job, you know, their job is to protect and serve, they kind of say, and they a lot of times they only see the worst in people with the situations that they handle. When we find our officers, they come out and they're able to help and volunteer. They volunteer all of their time. They come out and they work with us with Special Olympics, and they get to see those athletes. Our athletes, just they can't wait to see an officer in uniform or have them come out to our events and help volunteer. To our officers, to our athletes, are like family. You know, they run up and give them a great big hug, and it's something special. Not a lot of our officers actually get to experience everything that our torch runners will get to experience. To me, it's probably one of my favorite times of the year with having our officers getting to know those athletes individually, not only for just a couple hours, maybe at an event and stuff, but when they get to spend the whole week with them, they actually get to see what our athletes are all about.
So I've actually done this torch run. I've participated in this and was a core runner and more of a support staff because I've never been in law enforcement. But what a trip across the state and the experience of running. And I'm looking at the list of some of the core runners from last year's and might even be this year. Some of those runners were with me when I ran years ago. People come back again and again.
They do. So, and like I say, they actually, this is probably one of the funnest times of the year when they get to get out and just experience this. It's not all work. There's a lot of play involved too, but it's a lot of fun.
And you run into a community and they just go crazy.
They do.
You might have line up a gym, and for the police officers who, you know, like you said, have tough jobs, don't always get a standing ovation when they walk into the room. To have the whole community just go nuts is, it's pretty neat to watch them process.
Yep. As we've grown, we go into a lot of these communities. It's almost like a parade. You know, where we come into town, we have the local, whether it's the police department, sheriff's department, highway patrol, the fire departments there, and it pretty much a lot of the communities it turns into a parade as we come through, and the mayor comes out and a lot of times reads a proclamation, and all the local athletes in that community come out and run with us as well. And yeah, it's just a great movement.
So. How many miles will some of these officers or some of these core runners really log throughout the week?
It's hard to say. It has changed over the year. A lot of time we used to run every single mile across the state. So we would start in Sioux Falls and end in Spearfish. And there's a lot of miles logged, as you can probably remember.
I remember.
We've changed our route a little bit differently now, where we don't necessarily run every single mile. We were so graciously donated campers from Jack's Campers out of Mitchell. So what we do is we run a distance through a community, and then we'll actually get on the camper and go through another community. Funny story is years ago, we actually were stopped on the interstate by the highway patrol. And we had a permit and everything, but they were wondering what we were doing out there. And when we realized that when law enforcement didn't understand what we were doing, we weren't getting the message out. So now we go and we hop from city to city trying to hit every community, probably over 1,000 in population stuff throughout the city. And that way we're getting that awareness out statewide, as opposed to just running on a road where nobody knows what we're doing.
And slightly fewer injuries as well.
Yes.
Some of the people were logging in 60 miles in a week, 70 miles in a week when I was there. They were really, that will take a toll on your body as well.
Yes. Yep.
So that seems like a good transition. However, all those communities in South Dakota, so those officers are also learning about places outside the community that they normally serve.
And we're going through a lot more new communities this year than we have in the past. Each year it seems like we continue to gain more communities, which is nice. And a lot of them, we do have our Special Olympic delegations in those cities. So it's a great kickoff for our athletes to be in those cities, because we come through and do the torch run, and then maybe after we do, those delegations are actually taking off on the bus and they're heading out, and then we get to meet up with them again at our state summer games. So that's probably one of the best parts of the event, I think, because those officers get to meet all of those athletes along the way. And then for that finale, when we run into the opening ceremonies, all of those athletes are there waiting for our officers to light the cauldron.
Right, and waiting to engage in the games as well. Let's talk a little bit about those athletes. It's a statewide event. They come from everywhere.
It is. Actually, our state summer games is one of our bigger events. It's actually a 3-day event. We're actually on Thursday night this next week will be our opening ceremonies. And of course, it wouldn't be a Special Olympic event if it didn't have a dance. So our athletes like to party a little bit and everything. So we have a celebration on Thursday night, and then our events actually kick off on that Friday and Saturday with a number of different events that we do. So it's kind of the big main event of the year that all the athletes come in for.
How many events, mostly track and field? What happens at the summer games?
Summer games, we actually kick off on Friday. It's events like powerlifting, soccer, volleyball, aquatics, race walking, a number of different things, and also our unified sports. And then on Saturday, it's primarily our track and field events is the most part for that day.
Is that broadcast anywhere or shared? You show up
and
cheer things on. Take me to that, take me to courtside, side of the field, in the bleachers. What's the excitement like there?
Probably if a person's ever experienced one of our Special Olympic events and stuff, it's something that I truly cherish. I've been involved for 34 years with Special Olympics now. I got hooked when I was 12 years old, when the first event I was ever out to. But when you go out there, you see the competitiveness still within our athletes. But when they compete, it's not about whether they come in first place or eighth place and stuff. It's just about being out there with their friends and family, the community, being active and just doing something. And funny thing, like last year, I took my family, my wife and kids, to their state basketball tournament in Pierre. And I don't think you'll ever go to a basketball event where you'll see in the middle of the game where an athlete fouls somebody, the referee blows a whistle, and the athlete turns around and gives the referee a hug. that just doesn't happen in high school or college sports and stuff. So it's not about the competition. It's about, just out there having fun and experience it. So.
There should be more hugs in all athletic events. Let's start that as a trend. Let's talk about fundraising throughout the year. There are all kinds of events throughout the seasons, that support Special Olympics. Where do you want to start? Polar Plunge comes to my mind first. And that usually, that's already over. That usually happens when it's nice and cold.
Yes, the sun's out. We're glad that season's over. But yeah, with the Law Enforcement Torch Run, it's more than just a run. It's now something that we do year-round. We do a number of different events. Of course, our Torch Run across the state is the staple event that we do towards that. But officers are doing things year-round to help raise funds and awareness for Special Olympics. So we just finished our polar plunge season. I think it was 11 polar plunges across the state. So we're those guys that are cutting holes in the ice and freezing cold water, and people donate money to jump in. That is probably one of our biggest fundraising events that we do across the state. And then we also do, law enforcement officers are selling t-shirts, where they sell raffle tickets. We do tip a cop events for restaurants. We have our world's largest truck convoy in Sioux Falls and Rapid City now. Our Sioux Falls event is actually the second largest in the world. So right here out of South Dakota. So
all right, before we go on to that, tip a cop, like cow tipping?
No. Tip a cop. So what they do, we work with Applebee's, Texas Roadhouse, Red Robin. Officers are going out. We say they're trading their badges in for aprons, and they're going out and helping wait tables to work just for tips, and all of the funds go directly to Special Olympics.
All right, now let's talk about the trucks.
Our truck convoy, again, like I said, we're the second largest in the world right here out of Sioux Falls, so we like to hang our hat on that and brag a little bit and stuff. But that's something, it's a huge event. We are able to get, the trucking community involved. Last year we had statewide, I think we had 230 some semis involved with it. A lot of permits and a lot of work to get something like that going. But as a whole, through the whole year, law enforcement helps raise just under $600,000 statewide. All that stays right here in South Dakota to support our program.
Wow. So do the athletes come out and see the trucks? What's the point of the convoy other than it's cool?
You bet. Our athletes, they do come out. The goal of the convoy is, to get another group of individuals involved, with the trucking communities. Truck drivers have to raise a minimum of 100 hours to get their truck in.
Okay.
And it's actually, with that, it's a two-day celebration. We have, it's a truck convoy and a truck show. So we have trucks that come from all over the United States are coming in to be part of our event. Our athletes get to partake in it, because when we go on the drive, the convoy itself, all of our drivers that want athletes, they turn their headlights on. So we fill all the trucks full of athletes. They're going down the interstate honking the horn, and it's really neat from the sea. So
if you're just tuning in, my guest is Todd Bradwish. He's vice president of the Law Enforcement Torch Run in South Dakota, and we're talking about the Torch Run next week, where volunteer law enforcement officers take to the roads and do some running and do some raising awareness for Special Olympics and meet the athletes and sort of usher them in to spearfish this year. Mm-hmm. Do the summer games transfer to different parts throughout the state then every year?
We have area competitions that our athletes, so they have to travel so far. There's, I think, four or five different area competitions that they will compete, and then we use those times and stuff to help seat them and everything for the state summer games. But a lot of people, when they hear Special Olympics, this is something probably weekly I hear, is they say, when is your track meet? They think Special Olympics is just a track meet. It's so much more. We actually hold 27 different sporting competitions now across the state. 365 days a year, our athletes are either training or competing in an event. So with the amount of things that we have around the state, our athletes are constantly keeping busy.
Okay, so there's no season, there's different seasons for them, but the season for Special Olympics itself does not end.
Does not end.
Nor does the fundraising.
No.
Right. A massive undertaking that's really built over the years. How do you kind of keep it all coordinating from an administrative perspective?
I tell you, it takes a lot of work. I remember before I started, I've only been on staff for about 7.5 years, but Special Olympics South Dakota has been around since 1968, and it used to be, even just a couple people, whatever you could fit in a minivan, they would head down and do a competition and stuff. And if you've never been to one of our competitions lately, it's a huge undertaking. So, we're constantly on the road. We actually have, 11 people in our office now that are constantly working on different sporting events, different programs, fundraising, all that kind of things to keep the doors open and keep the athletes out there on the field of play and competing. So,
right. What kind of community are you finding supporting South Dakota to be community support, you know, financial? Is it kind of an easy ask in some ways to people to do sponsorships and get behind the athletes here? Or do you have to do some convincing because there's just so many, you know, different things to sort of support?
Fundraising is never easy, but okay. When you have a good message to portray and stuff, it does definitely help. And a lot of times, you know, as you get the word out about your organization and people are able to see those smiling faces of your athletes and stuff, that does help. The nice thing with Special Olympics, I mean, we're changing lives. A lot of people think that we're not, you know, just putting on a track meet or something like that. We do a lot to help with our athletes, a lot of different campaigns that we're running, getting our athletes included in the community. That's one of the biggest things with Special Olympics right now is that inclusion. You know, getting our athletes out doing things with the public and everything. But as far as fundraising, I've lived in a lot of states, and I would never go anywhere again besides South Dakota. The people in South Dakota here they open their arms to be able to help you. It doesn't matter, you know, which community that you go to. The people of South Dakota are so amazing, and I have a special place in my heart for Special Olympics, but it just seems like no matter what, with all different nonprofit organizations and stuff, people of South Dakota are so willing to be able to help, whether it's financially or to be able to volunteer.
Changing lives and thinking about inclusion and involvement in the community, why is that? How did that transition sort of happen, or was that always part of the mission of Special Olympics?
Yeah, it's always been part of the mission, but it was mainly, you know, I think back in the days, it was more of just have an opportunity for our athletes to get out and compete. One of the biggest changes now that we're doing with Special Olympics is called our Unified Sports, which a lot of people necessarily aren't familiar with. It's something that's really growing. With a Unified Sports that we do, it's all about inclusion. Let's say if we have a softball team that we out there, it takes 10 players on a team. So what we're doing is with that, you have five Special Olympic athletes playing alongside of five what we call as unified partners, so non-Special Olympic athletes playing on the same field of play. It's not about, again, who's winning or who's losing. It's that inclusion to be able to get our athletes involved with the community, with other people. And our athletes are just like anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I mean, a lot of times they just don't have that opportunity to, you know, just like our high school athletes, they may not be able to be on the varsity basketball team or football and stuff like that. But our athletes want to be out there and compete and experience that joy of playing just like anybody else. And that Unified Sports is a great opportunity for them. So, and we have a lot of our teams too, where we have law enforcement officers are playing alongside with our athletes, and that's something that's very special. So,
all right, the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics South Dakota begins on Monday, wraps up in Spearfish on Thursday night, you said?
That's correct.
For the Special Olympics Summer Games. Todd Bradwish is Vice President of the Law Enforcement Torch Run. Todd, thank you so much sharing so much with us today and with the community of South Dakota as well.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.